You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The Syracuse City School District has reached an agreement with the city government to hire and pay for police officers to serve as school resource officers. Common Counselor and former police chief Stephen Thompson says the choice is left up to the district to determine where the officers are needed.
Instead of hiring an additional officer or so for the school, maybe they can hire security or they can hire other individuals to watch the different areas of the school. There's a whole montage of things that they could do, and it's up to them.
Thompson says ideally police wouldn't have to intervene at a school, but adds that the superintendent feels officers can be a valuable resource. Syracuse Police Benevolent Association President Jeffrey Piedmont says resource officers must frequently navigate which issues require police intervention rather than an administrative presence.
It's a fine line because if the student is getting thrown out of school by the principal and he's listening, it's not a police issue. If he's not leaving the school and he's told you have to leave the school, if not, you're going to be arrested for trespass, at that point, then it becomes a police issue.
Some have expressed concern about recent violent interactions between resource officers and students. Counselor Thompson says sometimes the community may not fully understand why police need to use force.
When they see something, as we have seen, and they think, oh my gosh, he's wrestling with this person or he's doing this, they don't realize what the function of the officer is when the officer is called into those situations and what occurs when one is being placed under arrest and how people can flail and whatnot, and they have to be taken in custody. You can't just back off.
Thompson thinks school resource officers know their responsibilities, in part thanks to the training they receive through a state-certified curriculum. Chief Frank Fowler says the basic training acclimates resource officers to schools rather than the streets and focuses on de-escalation skills. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.